The national daycare debate and the election. I'm Brian Lilly with the Rebel.media. I've been following this debate for an awful long time. The idea that we need a national daycare program from coast to coast, kids in daycare, the government running everything. I remember getting Ken Dryden, he was the Liberal minister in charge of trying to stitch together their program just before they went down in defeat in 2005-2006 election. I got him to foam at the mouth as I questioned the premise of the very program. He didn't like being questioned on this and he wasn't used to it. Because most reporters that cover Parliament Hill won't question the idea that we need a national program. They'll ask the politician, how will you get the provinces to buy in if it's a matter of provincial jurisdiction, as it is with daycare, but they never question the idea that we need such programs. And maybe that's why you're not hearing an awful lot about a new study that says there are problems with Quebec's system. In fact, you probably didn't hear too much about other studies that showed, say, kids in Quebec's daycare system are more likely to be obese than kids in the rest of the country. Or what about the fact that there's lower health outcomes, higher incidence of crime? Have you heard about that? That was part of a 2008 study, and now that study's been updated, and they're finding similar results. Now, this isn't some crazy conservative group. It's not a bunch of, you know, social conservatives getting together to prove daycare is bad. No, these are economists. Economists with MIT, people like Jonathan Gruber, or Michael Baker from the University of Toronto, or Kevin Milligan, a man often cited by the media party. These men studied Quebec's daycare system. They released a paper in 2008. They've updated it for 2015. They released it this week, and it found Quebec's program isn't living up to its promise. Let me read to you from the abstract. Cohorts with increased childcare access subsequently had worse health, lower life satisfaction, and higher crime rates later in life. Oh, well, that's just the abstract. That's like the executive summary at the beginning. They're just trying to sell you. They're just trying to get you to read it. But we know daycare, national quality child, quality affordable childcare, that's going to deliver all kinds of promises. One of the big promises is that will help in education. It'll help kids later in life. They'll have higher test scores. They'll be smarter. Hold on a minute. Let me read to you from the study. Using two large national data sets on test score performance, we find no consistent evidence of any impact on test scores. The surveys give opposing answers for math scores and show no effect on English or science scores. We take this as further evidence that any impacts at older ages are operating through the non-cognitive channel. All right, so it's not delivering on test scores. I'm sure that there's lots of great social learning that the kids have. Well, yeah, apparently there is, and it's not all good. From the study, again, we do, however, find a significant worsening in self-reported health and in life satisfaction among teens. Most strikingly, we find a sharp and contemporaneous increase in criminal behavior among the cohorts exposed to the Quebec program relative to their peers in other provinces. We illustrate graphically a montantic increase in crime rates among cohorts with their exposure to the child care program. And we show in regression analysis that exposure led to a significant rise in overall crime rates. We also find that these effects are concentrated in boys who see the largest deterioration in non-cognitive skills. It's supposed to lead to only good things. It's supposed to do the opposite of what it is actually doing. Kids are getting fatter, they're not doing better in test scores, and we're having worse health, life satisfaction, and crime rate outcomes. Is this the type of program that we should be expanding across the country? Shouldn't this study be front page news across the country? Shouldn't it be the talk of all the political shows? Well, it should be, but it won't be because it might touch on something that both Trudeau and Mulcair want, which is another national social program. And hey, what reporter in Ottawa doesn't want that? Well, other than me. Look, daycare is a fact of life for families across the country. But each family is different, and going to a one-size-fits-all model won't work. Sure, Mulcair and Trudeau say it won't be one-size-fits-all for the provinces, but it will be one-size-fits-all for families, just like it is in Quebec. It's not going to lead to parents being able to decide, you know what, I'd rather stay home, or I want Granny to look after the kids, or the lady down the street, or that nice neighborhood daycare. No, it'll be a movement to large center-based care, the type of quality, regulated childcare they want, and eventually unionized, like it is in Quebec. But the fact is that none of that should matter when you look at the outcomes. and the outcomes are not good. This is not the first study, this is not the second study, this is not the third study to point to the bad outcomes. The NDP will point to Pierre Fortin and the University of Sherbrooke saying this has been great for women in re-entering the workforce. Quebec still lags Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta in terms of female worker participation in the economy. It's the same as Ontario. It's just slightly higher than British Columbia. So if this is about getting women back into the workforce, they're spending $2.2 billion to match other provinces. Maybe it's not the panacea that they claim. Maybe this isn't the type of program that we should be replicating. Maybe this is the type of study that the media should be focusing on and asking the leaders about. Unfortunately, it's not, because it doesn't fit the agenda. But mark my words, this is the wrong type of program to bring across the country. We need to be helping parents that actually need help. If there are families out there that can't get by without assistance, absolutely. But why do we need a program that's going to just make daycare more affordable for everyone on a universal level? Why do we need that? Why do we need a one-size-fits-all model instead of saying to families, we'll make it more affordable, you figure out what works best for you?